got to principle 18, the last principle in the book. So before we read through, let's this session just briefly review the principles that we've been learning about. So I'm just gonna read through quickly the table of contents. We can just mention the principles. So principle one, we learned the source of reality. We learned that the source of reality is bestowing boundless goodness to everybody. Principle two was the goodness. We learned that the ultimate goodness and pleasure that could be, that's being bestowed to us, is an experience of the source of reality. That there's no pleasure more exalted than that, and that that is the essence of the goodness that is flowing to us. Then we learned about the desire to receive, that embedded in our souls is a desire to receive, because that's what we'll be able to experience and enjoy the gift of God's goodness. Then we learned that God doesn't need anything, that the source of reality is in a place of complete unconditional love and pure giving, and that everything going on is for us. Then we learned about closeness and distance in spirituality, the concept that when things are similar, they're considered spiritually close, and when things are different, they're considered spiritually distant. That set up a situation where our receiving of all the divine goodness put us spiritually distant from the source of reality. And the next principle is our spiritual work to reach the place where we're able to experience all of the goodness, but in a way of closeness, in a way of loving, rather than in a way of experiencing the goodness to serve ourselves, but in order to receive the goodness in the ultimate way, in the way of giving and loving. Then we learned about the four stages of receiving to receive, giving to receive, giving to give, and receiving to give. Then we discussed heart and mind, that our desire to receive has two aspects, a heart aspect, which is simply wanting to receive, and that the spiritual tikkun, or the work on that, is to give. And that our desire to receive also has a mind aspect, which is always wanting to understand everything. And that the spiritual work of the tikkun for that was the working with emunah, which is learning to go beyond what we understand, to reach higher level of consciousness. Then we discussed awareness, which is working to become aware and conscious of the extent to which what we're doing, how much it's rooted in self-interest, and that awareness is what will allow us to yearn and eventually be able to transcend our self-interest. Then it discussed the importance of finding a spiritual teacher to learn from, that there's a learning also from the guidance of the teacher, and also there's a learning to be in the presence of people that are on high spiritual levels, a learning that's not in a book, but just an experiential learning to be in the presence of highly spiritual people. Then we learned about spiritual companions, the idea of having a group of friends to work with in a practical way to love one another on deeper levels and to do spiritual learning together. Then we discussed the two ways, the ways of Torah and the way of suffering, the way of conscious spiritual development, which is the ideal way. And if we're not spiritually mature enough to be working on our conscious spiritual development, then suffering comes to help guide us to realize the importance of going in the way of spiritual development. Then we discussed a sense and the sense, that if we're experiencing a sense and the sense in our spiritual work and practice, it's a very good sign, because that means we're actually working on ourselves and we're having resistance from our ego. If we're not experiencing a sense and the sense, so that's not a good sign, it means that we're not working on ourselves. Then we discussed environment, the idea of the importance of being in a good spiritual environment, that what the people around us are giving importance to influences what we're giving importance to. So the importance of trying to be in good spiritual environment. Then we discussed Kav Emsa'i, which is the idea of right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness. that most of our day is to try to be in right consciousness, thankfulness, appreciation, but the importance of taking a short but focused time to go deeply into contemplating what needs to be fixed. Then we discuss inner Torah, the idea that the Torah is not just its surface, simple level of understanding, but that the Torah is all maps of consciousness, all spiritual information, all divine names, giving us deep insight into our spiritual development. Then we discussed Torah mitzvot in the last principle, which was about the importance of learning Torah and what the spiritual practices of mitzvot are about. And now we've come to the final principle here of appreciation. So, we are blessed to cover a lot of really precious spiritual information together. All of the learning here, this whole book is just like a table of contents to spiritual work and spiritual practice. Although everything here is really just mentioning all of these concepts, the book here, it's so beautiful how they're all laid out here like this. It's really mapping us out the realm of spiritual work and the basic concepts to which then are developed so deeply in all of our spiritual learning. In all of my learning of Kabbalah, I've never found it put just so concisely and clearly these central concepts of spiritual development, the method of Kabbalah, the inner spiritual practice of Judaism. So it's just been really wonderful to be able to go through in such a clear and simple way concepts that are at the depths of everything we're experiencing and going through in our soul progression, in our soul journeys. Okay, so we'll end for now, and God willing, next time go on to the 18th principle.